The Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission is worried about the region's rivers. They're a group of 15 Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian nations who came together because they believe mining in British Columbia poses a threat to their spawning salmon and ouligan habitats, like the Unik and Stikine rivers. Guy Archibald is the commission's director. He says the Kerr Sulfritz Mitchell mine, a proposed gold and copper mine at the foot of the Salmon Glacier just across the Canadian border, could harm fish populations the commission's tribes rely on.
The KSM is on a whole nother scale of mining. One of the world's largest open pit mines, if it's ever built. Our tribes and communities are directly downstream. We rely on the fish and the food security opportunities that the unit provides.
Seabridge Gold is the company developing the mine. They say that if the mine goes into production, it'll create nearly 1,500 jobs and over $80 billion for Canada and the province over its projected 60-ish year lifespan. In November, the British Columbia government issued the project something called a substantially started determination. Basically, they declared that the project was far enough along and had met the environmental permitting requirements to move forward. But Archibald says tribes in Alaska didn't really have a seat at the table.
And yet, the Alaska tribes are not really afforded, you know, any kind of voice in how this process works out. So we're trying every way possible to try to be sure that our communities are protected.
Then in late November, the Transboundary Commission and conservation group Skeena Wild filed a legal challenge against the British Columbia government. Archibald says Alaska tribes should have had a voice in the process because their livelihoods are at risk.
Billions of tons of acid-generating waste rock just piled into valleys, valley fills, you know, direct tributaries to the Unik River. And so it's almost inevitable that bad things are going to happen.
The same month, a small First Nation in Canada, the Tsetsawiskikamaha, filed their own legal challenge against British Columbia, saying the province didn't properly consult with them either before issuing the determination. EcoJustice, that's the Canadian law firm representing the Transboundary Commission and Skeena Wild, says the process for environmental assessments has changed in the decades since the KSM did theirs. The question they're raising is, what if one of the largest mining projects ever is proceeding on outdated information? The challenge also alleges that the province considered whether the substantially started determination would help the mine secure funding, you know, when it made the determination. In a statement, the executive director of Skeena Wild said, quote, "The agency tasked with assessing the environmental impact of a project shouldn't consider how that decision might support the company with project funding." R. Brent Murphy is the vice president of Seabridge. In an email to KRBD, he wrote that Seabridge's legal counsel are prepared to defend the validity of BC's determination. He went on to write that mining projects like the KSM aren't responsible for declines in salmon ouligan habitats. He chalked them up instead to climate change, habitat decline, overfishing. He added that the concerns of Alaskans were thoroughly evaluated during the review process and that the mine was moving forward with the highest consideration to environmental impact. But for Archibald of the Transboundary Commission, this is an empty promise.
Given the complex nature of an ecosystem, a productive ecosystem like the Unik watershed, and the complex nature of one of the world's largest mines, what the outcome of that is going to be if it moves forward is really anybody's guess.
The ball is now in the British Columbia government's court to determine how long they'll need to respond to the legal challenges. Lawyers for the tribe estimate the whole process could take about a year. Meanwhile, Seabridge is looking for partners in the project, another mining company big enough to build and operate the mine. After that, construction on the mine would take about 5 years. In Ketchikan, I'm Jack Darrell.